The Bundap Murrum Derndurn project aims to create a model of care to address the health issues in urban Melbourne Indigenous communities. The project was launched at the end of last year and is currently in its final stage of planning, with research and consultations due to start by the end of April. It is being conducted by the Wurundjeri Tribe Land Compensation Cultural Heritage Council in collaboration with the Heart Research Centre and the University of Melbourne. Diane Kerr, Elder of the Wurundjeri People and Health and Wellbeing Project Worker for the Wurundjeri Council, says the project is helping to close the gap.
It's just basically looking at the chronic disease and mental health, really. And it's helping to close the gap. It's us helping ourselves so that other people can help us, because we need to help ourselves, and we also have a cultural responsibility about helping people that live on our country.
Auntie Diane says it is funded by a grant from Beyond Blue, the first the Wurundjeri Council has ever received.
We're very proud. It's exciting. It's our first ever funding, ever. We're very lucky. We're self-sufficient with our cultural heritage, so this is our first ever professional grant that we've been given.
She says the Wurundjeri Council usually focuses on cultural heritage, but the issue of health is too important not to address.
There's still a lot of healing to be done, and there's still a lot of work. And because we're mainly a cultural heritage organisation, but in order to do that and look after our cultural heritage, myself said, well, we need to be well in order to do that. So that's what we're looking at.
Auntie Diane says the project will involve consultations to find out where help is needed.
We'll be looking at discussing with service providers and the community about how to improve the wellbeing and if there's lack in services.
Dr. Phyllis Lau, Research Fellow in Chronic Disease and Indigenous Health at the University of Melbourne, says the results of these consultations will determine what type of care model is created.
Well, at the moment, we actually don't know what the program will look like or what the model or the care model will look like. This will be entirely determined by the consultations that we do with, like I said, with service providers as well as Aboriginal people themselves.
She says the University of Melbourne's role in the collaboration is to analyse the data collected from the consultations and look at how a care model can be put together.
My role within the team itself is to help with the analysis of the data that we'll be collecting from our consultations with Aboriginal people and to look at how we might put together a program or a model of care that caters to exactly what Aboriginal people themselves want and need in this area of managing chronic disease.
Dr. Lau says the collaboration with the Wurundjeri Council is a privilege.
We're very privileged to be able to work in this very first project that the Wurundjeri Council puts together to look at their own well-being.